think they're going to get a face full of Irving. Play an aggressive pass defense. I don't want to see what I saw against Falcons twice last year.
Buccaneers fans, the sage of Tampa Bay sports is in the house for his award-winning podcast. He's the king of Newport Richie, Uncle Ira, the custodian of Canton, Mr. Bill Curry Ford, the water damage whisperer. The season is here. Ira is days from starting his 50th year in the sports media business.
You're going to have to give me another nickname that starts with the word svelte. And we're going to talk about that next week.
Next week, yeah, next week. We'll get into Ira's new fitness program, which is fantastic. So proud of him. And he's even got a haircut to match.
I did 2 sit-ups last week. I'm on my way, baby.
Sit up and pay attention. Bill Curry Ford, you have got to get to their website. As Sean Sullivan explained, the GM, in our last podcast, he has got all new 0% financing offers, other low financing offers up to 84 months. Great offers right now at Bill Curry Ford. Get to their website, BillCurryFord.com. They are family owned since 1960. It does make a difference. You've also got a family friend in Sean Sullivan who you can email or talk to at the dealership. He'll help you personally. He'll give you an Ira Kaufman discount on top of everything. And they've got mobile service right at your home. They can work on your vehicle.
Never heard of such a thing.
Doesn't cost extra. And if it obviously has to be towed back to their facility to work on, you're not going to pay for that either.
And then they'll bring it back when it's done.
Absolutely. It's a whole mobile service setup. It's incredible. You can make your appointment now at BillCurryFord.com. Of course, they have the big, beautiful service department, biggest in Florida. Sunday, express service. Get your oil change after the Bucks beat the Falcons. You're all set. BillCurryFord.com. And Ira, Florida's Elite Restoration, we thank them, we appreciate them, and I feel compelled to tell everybody about them because you need someone in your corner battling for you when disaster strikes your home with mold, fire, flood, storm damage, whatever it is. You have to have somebody there fighting for you. That's Josh Martin and his crew. They're unbelievable. Best technology, best Google ratings, 5 stars across the board.
This is personal for us, Steve, because we know people that have used them.
It is very personal. I've used them. Rock Riley, Sean Sullivan twice. Dr. Wink, our great friend from Florida Cancer Specialist and Research Institute. Others, I know I've referred people there as well. Florida's Elite Restoration. You have water damage, mold, call immediately. They've got decades of experience on the insurance side of the business, and that means everything when it comes time to battling for what you deserve from your insurance company. Florida's Elite Restoration.com. Mention Ira or Joe Bucks fan when you first call, and you'll get $500 back after your free inspection if you want to move
and
forward.
They've got the newest technology, Steve. They got technology.
That's critical. Yeah, it's not some guy looking around with a flashlight. They've got a lot, and they've got flashlights too, Ira, because I can vouch for that. All right, Sage. We're here. We made it. We made it to the pregame podcast.
We're on the brink. We're on the brink of the season.
Lee's fired up. I'm fired up. We recommend, really, everyone go back to the last podcast, Apple Podcasts, Podcast Addict, Podbean, other platforms, JoeBucksFan.com. You can find it on the homepage. We did 1 hour. It's all edited, all kinds of predictions.
You fired a barrage of questions, Steve,
On the season, we've got all kinds of talk about Luke Goedeke and other things, and catch up on that if you haven't heard it. We're going to be shorter today because the way I feel, Lee, maybe you feel the same way. Right now, we're at a point right before the season, hours before the season, where, you know what? There's nothing left to say. Go out and freaking play some football. Look like the most physical team. Show us all the things you've talked about. Let's see it actually be real. And there's not much to say. We'll have plenty to say afterwards. But, you know, at this point, not much.
They're a better team, Lee. They're better than the Falcons. Top to bottom. They should be. They don't have Wirfs. Well, you know what? Atlanta doesn't have their right tackle. The guy's a good player. He's not Wirfs. So here comes Hassan Reddick off the left side. Do something. Do something. Don't be outplayed by a rookie, you know, James Pierce, who might be coming off the right side against Charlie Heck. Mm-hmm. And, Lee, I know you're going to be curious about this. Are the Bucs going to use resources to help Heck on obvious passing downs? We'll see.
We should find out in the first quarter, late in the first quarter, after the first possession. If it looks like the Falcons are getting past the line, i.e. Heck, I think the Bucs will go big, a big package. And, again, I did a little research on this last week. You can see it on JoeBucksFan.com. Baker Mayfield thrives in big packages. So if they want to go max protect, that's right up in Baker Mayfield's alley.
And, Steve, before you even ask, I'm going to answer this. What are you going to be looking for Sunday, Ira, when I'm there in person?
Ice cream?
At press box. No, I'm watching my weight. Steve, here's what I'm going to be looking for. The very first thing. I'm not going to be looking for Charlie Heck on pass protection. What I'm going to be looking at is when the Falcons line up in a passing situation, how far off the freaking line of scrimmage is Jamal Dean and Zion McCollum? And if they're 10 yards back, Buck fans are going to freak out, and I'll be right there with them. You got Reddick now. You got Diaby. You got Kancey. You got Dennis, who's not bad on the blitz. Play an aggressive pass defense. I don't want to see what I saw against Falcons twice last year.
And you can play aggressive even if Reddick isn't there. Let's be realistic.
Yes, you can.
You can play that way. A lot of teams have in the past. And
trust your corners once in a while.
Trust yourself.
Trust your corners.
I'm not going to cry if they get beat deep once in a while. You know, I mean, Zion McCollum, Jamel Dean, they can run with Drake London. If you don't trust your guys, what do you got?
What, am I losing sleep over Darnell Mooney and Kyle Pitts? Lee, come on.
Lee, are you losing sleep over Kyle Pitts?
No, I've never lost sleep over Kyle Pitts.
What about Kyle Trask?
At times.
Steve, I say, and you guys haven't picked up on it, but I just
How
think,
do you know we I, haven't picked
I,
up
I
on it?
I just think Bowles is intimating, suggesting a little bit that they're going to play tighter to the line of scrimmage. I think he's been saying it.
Well, I know he's been saying there's changes. What those are, I'm not really sure.
You don't like the word epiphany. We used the word epiphany the other day.
He didn't
day.
Like that.
He didn't like it. I think Jenna Lane threw that out at him.
It's almost comical because, look, if he just tells them, play tighter or you're coming out. It's up to Bowles. It's not just up to the player.
He's the head coach for a reason,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I know he gives them some latitude, and he should, especially veteran players like he's got. But, you know, if you want your guys to play closer, just tell them.
Order them.
Order them, exactly. Yeah.
By the way, I see Izzy in on the injury report,
Oblique.
Too, Lee. I don't like that.
No.
That could be a month.
It could be a month, yeah.
Well, it's already been like 2.5 weeks, so that's probably.
Now, he's not a starter, but he's a valuable reserve.
He took the words right out of my mouth. Valuable back.
Valuable.
So, Ira, here we are. Game coming up, and the Heck thing, is there any excuse with all these months to prepare to have Charlie Heck in there to study his game, right? They've got a chance to study what he's all about. I mean, they're poring over practice film. They know his strengths and weaknesses already. They don't know his stamina. They don't know what he's going to look like through a game here, but they know who he is. I think there shouldn't be any hiccup on preparing for Heck. I think we're going to see a lot of help because I don't know if they want to roll the dice early in this game. You know, let's protect them. Let's see if we can max protect and move the ball. And if we are, great. We don't need to, you know, sort of do a test run on Charlie Heck. What do you think about that?
You make some good points. Now, Lee, I know you're, you know, not overly concerned, but it raised your it got your attention that Bucky Irving did not have much room to run. In limited snaps in the preseason.
That wasn't so much half. That was up the middle.
Yeah. I think they're going to get a face full of Irving on Sunday. And I wouldn't mind if they do. I got to think Heck's a better run blocker than a pass blocker. You know, with his size, power runner off the left side. Worf's is a better pass protector than he is a run blocker, although he's not a bad run blocker.
Oh, not at all, but he's elite.
Yeah, he's elite pass protector. Lee, maybe I'm reading this wrong, but top to bottom rosters, Bucks are better. Bucks are better. Go win this. They're favored, Lee. They're favored on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let Atlanta get a glimmer of hope that you're going to win the division.
We all know that nationally, well, hell, locally too, nationally Todd Bowles is not thought of as the next Bill Parcells.
But they're not saying he's one of the first to be fired. He's not on that list.
No, what I'm getting at is even with his detractors, I think if you're looking matchup by matchup, they take Bowles over Raheem when you're matching wits.
I think you're right. Steve, am I wrong that it's going to be hard to match last year's offensive production, given some injuries and a new coordinator?
Well, it'll be hard because it was so good, 29.5. But I'm not expecting a big drop-off. That would be unacceptable. If it goes down to 27, okay, that's still, you know, enough to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So I don't think it should drop off much. I really don't. But I think they'll be doing things differently. I do think it was not talked about a lot lately, but Grizzard did say he wants to throw deep more often. Lee's written many times, dink and dunk.
Oh, he's making my days, Lee. He's making my day.
Dink and dunk under Liam Cohn. Yeah, that worked and that was fine, but I think he wants to go deep more. We don't know how good Ibuka is. He looks phenomenal. Look, he could be, you know, a 1,500-yard receiver this year going wild. We just don't know, but I think they'll give him an opportunity.
He could be a Malik Neighbors.
To prove it.
Who had a great rookie
season. Yeah, Brian Thomas Jr., and I don't think he's that – I got to see Thomas Jr. at the joint practice in Jacksonville last year. I hadn't seen anything like that in a long time. Ibuka, I don't think he's in that category, but he could have a damn good season. I don't think they're going to put limits on Mike Evans early either. I think they're going to go all out to him, take the deep shots, try to rack him up some yardage, even though Todd Bowles says has no plans. He's not even thinking about Mike Evans getting 1,000 yards.
Is Tez Johnson going to see any snaps?
What do you think, Lee, Tez?
We're going to see him.
I wouldn't be. Well, he ought to be on punt. But
right.
But don't they have Cameron Johnson at the top on a depth chart?
Yeah, we're going to find out today, see if Todd Bowles clarifies as we record this Friday around noon, see if he clarifies on who's returning punts, Cameron Johnson or Tez Johnson.
Hey, I thought Tez Johnson was that was one of the primary reasons he was drafted.
I kind of thought so.
Well, he fumbled.
He did.
He fumbled, coughed up the rock, and he also made a bad judgment. It cost him about 8 yards.
He also made a long punt return.
And Pittsburgh had a great return, but Todd Bowles, for whatever reason, put Cameron Johnson number one on the depth chart. I don't know if he's sending a message. I don't know if he's just scared out of his mind that Tez Johnson's going to see one in the lights of the Georgia Dome and screw up. I don't know.
This Cameron Johnson, he befuddles me because from what I can tell, best tell, he excels at two things, dropping the football and being injured, so I don't understand what that was. Now, real quick, to back up some stuff, what Steve said about Ibuka, Grizzard the other day when he was speaking at his weekly press conference, you know, they asked him, "Are you concerned at all? He's a rookie, first NFL game." Absolutely not, he said. In fact, he said everything they've thrown at Ibuka, not the football, but here's your responsibility. Even though he didn't practice it, here you go do this. He said he's passed everything. So Grizzard said even Sunday they may ask Ibuka to do some things he has yet to do, and they have no problem with him doing it because they're so confident he'll accomplish it.
And Bowles is right there with them. Steve, one thing that gives me a little bit of confidence about Grizzard in year one, he played a major role on third down last year, and nobody did it better than the Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody. So that gives me confidence that he knows what he's doing in tough situations. That includes 3rd and 9, 3rd and 12, if there's a penalty or whatever. And they converted 50% on third down.
Unreal.
See, that's a huge number.
Tremendous. Best in the league. I think it was 51 or something.
Best in the league. That gives me some confidence for Grizzard. It does.
It should. It's a tremendously high bar, too. Just a lot of high bars the Bucks set last year. You know, Mayfield being number one, 71.4% completion. That's mind-blowing. I don't think we're going to see...
That's Drew Brees' territory.
I don't think we're going to see much Tez Johnson. I really don't. On the offense. I don't even know if we'll see him at all. That's just a feeling I have.
Sterling Shepard will be out there.
Yeah, a lot of fans gloss over Sterling Shepard. He's going to play a lot. And obviously we got Ibuka. I just don't think we're going to see a ton of him. I think we're going to see more Max Protect with double tight ends out there. I also think Rashad White is a playmaker in the offense. We saw a little bit of what they called their pony package with the two running backs last year. Between what we saw them running two backs last year and Bucky Irving, you know, running a go route in Pittsburgh, I don't know. I think things are going to be different. I just have a feeling that Johnson may not be in that mix too much.
Lee, I'm wondering how much Bowles is going to blitz on Sunday. Or is he going to see how it goes with Reddick and Diaby, Cansey? Who knows if V is playing, right?
Probably, but we'll see.
You really think he's going to deviate from his core principles?
His core tells you he blitzes a lot.
Yeah.
Like 35 to 40%. They're always top 10 and maybe top five.
Top five.
Yeah, top five.
And they've led the league before.
With Reddick, does Reddick change anything?
I mean, he had JPP and Shaq, and he still blitzed.
He did. I think Dennis could be a factor on the blitz, Steve. He's fast. They could send him right up the middle. And David's an effective blitzer, too.
Yes.
He's got options.
Yeah, so is Winfield. And Tyke Smith was supposed to be. He didn't really blitz much. He's got all his options. That's the fun part. He's got all his options. I think he's going to blitz Ira, mostly because Michael Penix He's never seen a Todd Bowles defense. Let him try to figure that out. Weird guys.
I'm expecting Parrish to play well, Lee, even though it's his first pro game.
Oh, yes.
The game doesn't look too big for Parrish. He's continually impressing. Continually. Now, you saw every freaking snap at training camp, Lee. He didn't look out of place.
No.
And in the preseason games, he's always around the ball. I love it.
It seems like an ice in his veins kind of guy, too, just like a robot, completely dialed in on football. Mm-hmm. Cansey gives me that same vibe, except he's a little more personable, but he's like, you know, football, like,
yeah.
You know.
I still can't get off that PFF tribe down on Cansey. I don't get it.
Well, I
don't know what tape they're looking at.
I gave up on those guys a long time ago. Their stats I like, but their dumbass grades are idiocy. Real quick about Cansey. I was talking to him earlier this week. I told him how Pete Prisco said he's going to be a superstar. And I said, Kalijah, to me, a superstar is like Warren Sapp or Mean Joe Green. Well, he obviously knows Mean Joe Green. He played up in Pittsburgh. He just busted out laughing when I said, I never heard of this guy before, but I want to thank him.
Yeah, a superstar is Aaron Donald. That's a superstar.
Who he knows quite well.
Yeah.
All right, Sage, look, let's get to the picks. Let's get to the picks for this game. Game one out of 17. It's a big one. You are the king here of the podcast. Who do you want to go first?
I want Lee to go first.
Lee's up first. Who's going second?
Me.
Oh, I get to go last.
Yes, you do.
Now, do you guys want me to chronicle these strictly, very strictly, to have all the results and we have some sort of wager at the end of the year?
Yes.
All right. What do you want the wager to be?
A new guitar.
What do you want the wager to be?
Well, here's what I won't do. Here's what I won't do if I lose, and I probably will. I was listening to a Barstool's college football podcast coming up here. I'm not going to wear an LSU cheerleader outfit. I'm not doing it.
Thank you.
I'm not doing it.
Well, I don't want anything food related.
Livy D. Kemper.
Steve, that could be problematic. I don't want it to be
food.
No food related.
On a jersey? Winner gets a Bucks jersey?
Some kind of gift.
D-Bucks.
Who was that stiff running back from the Bengals I like so much? I still have one of those.
Oh, Giovanni Bernard?
No,
Bernard.
Yeah, I still have one of those.
Yeah, he ran for 93 yards.
You got to wear that to your golf outing.
We'll think about it. I want you to monitor the picks.
You can think of the prize. All right, I will monitor the picks closely. Also want to let fans know, I am going to monitor this year off the All-22 Yaya Diaby and Hassan Reddick, how many times they drop in coverage. It'll be fun.
Very
Sean
nice.
Sullivan claims the PFF tribe documents that. I don't know where, but that's what he claims.
What's your early guess on percentage? What percentage? What percentage of their snaps?
Well, we have to look at passing downs and all that. Who cares? We're going to find out.
All right. Lee, we're ready for your pick.
23-21 Bucks. It'll be close. The Falcons give them a scare. The Bucks prevail. 23-21 Buccaneers.
I don't think it's going to be close. 27-16 Bucks, and the Bucks get two takeaways. Maybe two picks, which is about one-third of their total from last season. Two picks in game one, 27-16 Bucks.
This pick is going to be what I call sticking to my board, all right? And I don't think the Bucks are going to go undefeated in the division. It's brutally hard for any team in the NFL anywhere. And I think if I have to pick a loss in the division, it's going to be at Atlanta.
Bowles has them ready in week one.
He sure does. He's lost 3 out of 4 to the Falcons as well. All those games were tight, all four of them. I'm just sticking to my board. I don't think the Bucks are going undefeated in the division, even though Sean Sullivan thinks they will. And I agree with Sean, though, when he said in the last podcast, if you lose to Carolina or the Saints this year, you're not anywhere near the team you think you are. So this is my loss. By the way,
before you give your number, you should point out that the only Bucks win in those four games was a last-minute touchdown pass to Kate Otten. Yeah. Otherwise, they might lose that game.
I would have mentioned that, but the only way the Falcons won was because of a Bucky Irving fumble or whatever. It all evens out. It's still a very good matchup, or a tight matchup, we'll call it that. So I'm picking the Bucks to lose 30-27.
Where's the defensive improvement? Where is it? They're starting off with a 30 spot?
Hopefully it shows up in Houston. That's where I am, Ira. Look, I watched the game Thursday night, Eagles and Cowboys. Zero defense was played in the first half. The tackling was abysmal. Only that lightning delay of an hour seemed to straighten things out defensively. It was an abomination on both sides, and I think the Bucks might have the same kind of thing. First game, Derek Brooks has talked about this many times since they don't practice tackling.
Tackling sucks.
I'm not expecting a defensive showing.
You think the Bucks are going to be slapped around with a lot of penalties too, Lee, in week one?
I don't think so.
No. Yeah, I don't think so either.
Philly had a lot of penalties. on Thursday night.
A lot of stupid penalties, personal fouls, and it's just they looked undisciplined, but not after that Lightning delay. They came back. But
Bowles has a good track record of having his team ready for week one.
He does. I hope I'm dead wrong. Bowles is 3-0.
To Steve's point, sooner or later, you're going to lose a week one.
Raheem Morris is 1-4 in week one. I really want to see if they're able to run the ball and stop the run. This is one of the best running teams in the NFL. Bijan Robinson is superstar level. And, you know, let's see if Bucky Irving, what happened in Pittsburgh in that preseason was just a
You think Penix throws a couple of picks?
We'll see. I can't wait to see it, though. Can't wait to see Dennis. Can't wait to see these guys healthy. This is great. The offense is coming back.
So our next podcast is going to be after week one, after a Bucks game.
Absolutely. Sage will be up there.
Yeah, and we might do it that night. I think we will.
We'll do something.
A quick podcast.
However short, we'll do something. So, Lee, final thought. I am done.
I'm talked out. Let's play ball.
Ira?
You're the better team. Go out and prove it.
And listen to us on WDAE Radio this week, Saturday at 10 a.m. Also at 2 p.m. on a replay, the Joe Bucks Fan Show. Thank you, Bill Curry Ford. BillCurryFord.com. Shop there. Go there first. And Florida's EliteRestoration.com. Get to their website so you're prepared for this, hopefully, non-brutal summer season.